When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Absolutism or relativism? If you ask me, they're both right. They can be reconciled. If you think of it this way, that there are absolutes, but the approach to discovering those absolutes is relative. Hey, it's me, Jersey. How is that for a philosophical intro for your Thunder Punch Daily, the show that I record in my car at the end of my workday, sharing a few thoughts from the mind of a cartoonist? And I'm in a different parking spot today, so there's probably going to be a lot of noise around me. I'm like in the heart of U of M's campus, and there's a lot of youngsters walking around screaming at each other because it's springtime now, and everybody's excited about it. But that said, I'm going to press on and keep on sharing some thoughts. And what am I thinking about today? I'm thinking about pro tips. And I'm going to get a little philosophical talking about why I tend to reject the idea of the pro tip. And before anybody gets, you know, too bummed out that, oh, he's not talking about art today, I do think that this pertains to the arts in some meaningful ways, but I also think that this is going to be an episode that's going to be useful to people who are interested in teaching the arts. Those of us who are independent cartoonists who subsidize our incomes by taking on some teaching from time to time, I think these thoughts are directly related. Longtime art historians are no doubt aware of the fact that I'm not a huge fan of doling out advice as such on the Art and Story podcasts that we do. And the reasons why, well, let me try to use some analogies or examples or anecdotes to back up why I don't like it. Well, I'll start by just saying, I'll summarize my point first. One of the reasons I don't like pro tips is because I think that they tend to be prescriptive. They tend to be recipe-like. If you do this, this, and this, then you'll have a good product. If you follow these three easy steps, you'll be successful. You'll have a good story. Your characters will speak to the masses. I don't think that, well, that just doesn't jive well with my personal viewpoint on life. I also think that, well, the reason it doesn't jive with my personal viewpoint on life is because I like to think of people as individuals. And I think that a prescription tends to treat all people as if their problems or concerns or approaches are the same. That's the main problem I have with pro tips. Here's my pro tip for you. Just use this kind of pen. That's all. It's also, I think, it tends to come across as being very insincere, whether or not it's meant with sincerity. I'm talking about how it comes across, not what the intention was of the deliverer of the advice. And I think that sense of insincerity comes from the fact that I personally think that if you treat people as masses and just dole out pro tips to them as being, here's the piece of advice that works for all people, it's easy. I mean, because you don't have to deal with each individual person on an individual basis. This advice works well for everybody. That's all. I only had to think it through once, and now I'm done thinking about it. I'm done thinking about how this advice works. And now I'll get to my anecdotes back stuff. I once had a doctor that I went to, and I would ask, you know, what I thought were legitimate questions. And I would always qualify the beginning of my question with, look, I don't know if I'm over worrying about this or not, but I'm worried about this. This is something that's going on with my body, and I'd like to know what you think. Should I be worried about this, or am I fine? And invariably, when I would say that to the doctor would sigh, kind of lean back in this relaxed position and say, here's my speech on such and such. So just as an example, and this isn't the actual example, I'm just throwing this out. Like, let's say I'm worried about, I don't know, a mole on my arm or something. Like, a new mole appeared, and I'm a little worried about it. And the doctor would lean back and go, here's my speech on moles. In other words, here's my piece of pat advice that I'm throwing out at you as I have thrown out hundreds of other times. Even the fact that he sighed and relaxed in his chair and assumed a relaxed position implied to me that this is a rehearsed speech, and he even called it his speech. This is his speech he's doled out dozens and dozens of times. In other words, your problem is like the problems that hundreds of other people have had. And I'm not going to address it as your problem. I'm going to address it as these hundreds of people's problems. Do you see where I'm getting at here? I think that this is similar or very comparable to delivering a pro tip. Just do a weekly update schedule and build a buffer and do X, Y, and Z, and you'll be successful as a cartoonist. That says to me that when you say it with that kind of, here's my speech on this, here's my pro tip, this is the thing that I do, and if you do it too, you'll be successful. That says to me that you're not really approaching me as an individual. Now, let me tell you an opposite story. I have a friend who is a teacher. Her name is Mary Jo, and she is, in my opinion, one of the best people I've ever met in my entire life for a variety of reasons, but most importantly, these ones. She is the dean of a university. She has a very hectic and important job, but she still continues to teach. She still does workshops. And as a matter of fact, I've worked with her several times in classrooms. We've done workshops together. And we did a project together where we taught over 700 students over the course of 10 weeks. And at no time did she ever treat anybody less than an individual. Everybody's problem was unique to her. Everybody's question was unique to her. And one might say, well, that kind of attentiveness has to be faked. And maybe it is. I mean, I do believe that teaching is a performance to a certain degree. You leave all your personal problems and concerns at the door because you are there to be attentive to your students. But she always dealt with every problem, every question, as if it was a unique problem. And she never doled out advice the same way twice. She always listened to what they had to say, parse it in her own mind, and she would deliver, perhaps, the same advice to two different students, but she would approach it from their particular vantage point. And that was the basis of my statement at the top of this episode when I said, I do believe there are absolutes, but I think our vector into understanding certain absolutes all differ between all of us. And to think of it any other way, I think, is to run risk of thinking of people as the masses, of thinking of people almost, well, I don't want to use too strong a word, but borderline sociopathically, you know? I don't like the idea of treating people as being less than an individual. And let's just say, I mean, obviously this comes out of what I like to think is a sense of compassion towards people, but let's say that you don't feel terribly compassionate. I remember I was in a employee meeting once years ago where we were being told about how to say have a nice day to everybody. And there was this wonderful British woman in the room who was a fellow employee, and she said, should we say have a nice day even if we don't mean it? And I thought that was wonderful. That was wonderfully honest of her, because of course, sometimes we don't mean it. And there are times when we're tired and we're bummed out about other things and we don't have necessarily the energy to deal with everybody as an individual. That happens. Life happens. But still, in a teaching environment, I do believe that doling out the pro tip is less than compassionate, less than useful to a person when you can dole out the same advice but listen to the nuance and the vector point, the approach of the prospective student or artist who wants a critique. So this is all to explain why I'm not a huge fan of just doling out advice. Now on Art and Story, I have in the past done episodes with Mark and with Kevin where we do break things down into a bullet-pointed list, but I always try to, perhaps annoyingly so to some people, make the warning that this is only stuff that works for me. These are strategies that work for me. This is not a pro tip. This is something I've used, and this is what I found useful, and this is what I didn't find useful, and I do my best to explain why. To provide options. I think providing options of entry point to learning something is much more interesting than just saying, well, you just do these three things, that's all. And what's more is because Art and Story is a podcast where we're not necessarily interacting with people on a live basis. I mean, obviously the weekly show, we can't hear a reaction and we can't get that question directly from you unless you email us at artandstory@gmail.com or you leave a message on our voicemail line. Because of the nature of it, there has to be a certain degree of advice giving, but even so, I still try to make it clear that this is just coming from me. And I've had people say to me in the past, like, hey, you don't have to qualify every statement that you make, Jers. Just say your opinion, and we're smart enough to understand that it's just your opinion. And I appreciate it when people say that. However, I also think it's important to underscore, underline, and reinforce this idea that this isn't a pro tip. This isn't my speech on such and such. Here's the final point, I think. I think this is where this gets interesting for us cartoonists in general. is that I think there's no such thing as a piece of learning that you've done, and once you're done, you're done. That sounded almost like Yogi Berra, didn't it? What I mean is that I think every idea is worth reinvestigating from a fresh perspective, and after a couple of years, analyze it again. So when somebody asks me a question that I've been asked a bunch of times before, I take that as an opportunity to say, you know what, it's time to rethink this thing and see if I feel any differently about it now. And that makes learning constantly fun for me, and that makes it much more interesting to people who come to me, like students who come to me for learning, and it makes it much more interesting when discussing my craft with my fellow art instructors, like you listening right now. So I guess all I'm saying is that compassion, individualism, those are important things, but also a freshness about learning new things is important too. And I think that the moment you start thinking of learning as advice giving, like what you learn in school is when you get advice from somebody and when you learn from some guru who just has the six steps to success, is I think when you take a little bit of life and fun out of it, and you're not having an interaction with somebody as an individual. And I think that's kind of a shame when that happens. So, and as a matter of fact, if you go back an episode before this one, I went into another little rant about individualism, if you remember, episode 11 of Thunder Punch Daily. So that was my thoughts today. And guess what? I bet you months from now, I'm going to reinvestigate this idea again. So thanks for listening, everybody. And thanks for your support of the Art and Story Supreme project. We really appreciate it. We could not do it without your support. So from the bottom of our hearts, thank you very much for supporting us in this endeavor. It means a lot to us. Don't forget to check out the other great shows like High Adventure Daily by Kevin Cross and Mark of the Beast by Mark Rudolph. Other microcasts done by my two buddies, Mark Rudolph and Kevin Cross. We do extra episodes of Extreme every week on there that you can check out. And Art and Story Supreme, the monthly extra episode of Art and Story, plus videos, plus the forum, which you can find in the header on the Art and Story website, artandstorypodcast.com. So thanks again, everybody. I've been Jersey Drozd. See you guys soon with another Thunder Punch Daily. And remember...
Today, He-Man had to decide whether or not to chop down a tree. Now, the trees around you probably don't speak the way Sky Tree did. Or if they do, we haven't learned to hear them. Yet. But trees are living things. And when you respect a tree, you show that you care about all life. Life is a wonderful, precious gift. Learn to enjoy and respect it, and you'll be a happier, better person for it. Bye for now.